which matters closer to home, though, to kick things off, because the consumer watchdog has written to schools urging them to consider generic uniforms to help reduce back-to-school costs for families. So the CCPC survey says about three quarters of primary and post-primary schools require at least one uniform item to be purchased from a designated retailer. Most often the jumper, which might have a crest sewn into it, or it could be a tie that has the school colours on it. Generally, the shirt and the trousers will be generic. Not in all cases, but generally that happens to be the case. So with me to discuss is Louise Bayliss, who's Head of Social Justice and Policy at St Vincent de Paul and the co-founder of Spark, and Lisa O'Sullivan-Shaw, known on Instagram as the Modern Irish Mum. Louise, do you welcome this recommendation to schools from the Consumer Watchdog?
I absolutely do, and wish it had come sooner with schools. We know for a fact that the Department of Education issued a similar circular back in 2017 asking schools to address this issue and saying that all schools should give the opportunity to purchase generic black trousers, grey skirts, you know, the school, you know, generic colours, generic jumpers, and with crests that can be sewn onto uniforms, rather than this being confined to one expensive school uniform shop. So this is a really important cost of living measure that would have been very easy to implement, that cost nothing, that the Department of Education has encouraged schools to do, and schools have just not implemented it in a lot of cases.
Lisa, is this something you'd welcome?
Oh, Kieran, I have four sons. So I have four going to school, and it is something I would love. One of my boys also has like two separate uniforms. You know, they have the uniform with the shirt and the formal uniform, and then they have the PE uniform. Luckily, my three boys in national school just have the PE uniform, which was some move in the right direction. But I do understand the need to have some type of uniform, which is great. A uniform is great, but a generic type of uniform would be just fantastic, because I have to go every September and buy four sets of uniforms with the crests on them, the jumpers. And one of my boys as well has to have the specific shoes, which is another whole area of doesn't want to wear them shoes. And
Like very specific shoes, not that they just have to have dark shoes, but actually a brand of shoe almost.
A brand of shoe, and you only get the choice of the two shoes, one with laces and one slip-on. And the fight in the morning trying to get those things on, you know, it's an added extra drama onto, you know, home life just to wear the shoes, you know, and they're not cheap shoes either. I mean, you know, your runners, your Nike runners will be the same.
And do you kind of mix and match in terms of where you source the uniform? So maybe you've got to buy the crested stuff in the local kind of man's shop, as it were, or whatever the high street store is, and then you can go to Tesco or Penny's or wherever it is for the shirt and the trousers, is it?
Yeah, well, the local man's shop in the town is the only one that has the whole crested uniform, as in they have to have the t-shirt top, then they have to have the jumper. And the same with my boy in secondary school, and he has to have extra bits like the jacket. Their coat has to be the jacket with the crest on it. Everything has to be bought basically there, bar the tracksuit bottoms, which I get in Penny's. There are tracksuit bottoms that they have as well, they provide, but that's the only part of the uniform that's generic. Oh, bar the white shirt, actually. You can get the white shirt in any other place. But I mean, if it's a massive difference to me going in buying four of that in the man's shop than to go into Penny's and say, right, your school has navy pants, a red jumper, a white shirt, whatever it may be, but you can get them anywhere once it's that colour combination. That would be fantastic. You know, I do.
Yeah. And I know you keep talking about kind of four because you've got four, but it just strikes me as well, if your experience is anything like ours, it's not necessarily the same set of clothes that you get through from September to
June. There's spares on top of that. Like, you know, there's definitely spares that have to be bought. The spares are great for Penny and Dunn's because they're like €5 for the tracksuit bottoms. So you grab a few pairs of those and, you know, that's grand to match, mix and match. But I mean, if they're getting a hole in their top, that hole is staying until June, because I'm not paying another €60 for another jumper.
Louise, you mentioned the fact that this has been recommended to schools before, and I mean, they've effectively ignored it. What would make them not ignore this recommendation, do you think?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And I think one of the things that we know that schools are in desperate need of are capitation grants, and they are putting that pressure onto parents. I understand why they do. You know, there's a lack of capitation grants, poor underfunding in schools. But it is impacting, again, you know, when people have voluntary contributions. I think increasing the capitation grants to get rid of voluntary contributions and giving an incentive to schools who do implement a cost of living measure that would allow parents to shop in generic shops would be a really positive way to do this change.
And I know that lots of schools have an attachment to the crest, but I mean, when I was in secondary school, we had a crest, a school crest, but you sewed it on to a generic navy jumper. If that's where you want, you know, you could have bought your jumper in the man's shop on the high street, but you could have just bought a generic navy woolly jumper or a kind of acrylic jumper and sewn it on as well. So that was the option to people. It's about giving people that option, is it?
It's absolutely about giving people that option and also making sure all children are included in school and not feeling left out, because there are many children who cannot afford to buy two uniforms, and then if something happens, their school uniform, and it has to be washed overnight, they may not have the correct uniform to go in. All of these things are stigmatising for children. And also, let's be honest, we know that the group most in poverty in Ireland are children. So adding extra costs that are unnecessary makes no sense whatsoever.
As somebody here has given out that we're talking about back to school when the academic year is not even over. I know it's early, but the reason we're talking about it is because this recommendation from the CCPC has been issued to schools today. Don't worry, there'll be plenty more back to school talk come August here on the show. We might try and park it for a few weeks between now and then. But Louise, there is some credit to be given to schools, I think, in terms of, you know, the effort that some of them have put in terms of making making secondhand uniforms available to people, or kind of swap shops that they have available as well in some schools. I mean, you know, a few of them have tried to maintain that the crest, that uniform, as it were, but recognise that it's expensive for people.
Some schools have implemented really good practice, and I'd absolutely welcome that. But the reality is, children shouldn't have to wait and see when the goodwill of the principal of a school. It should be uniform around, sorry for the pun there, not intended, but it should be standardised, you know, that people can know when they're going into school that they will be able to access a reasonable uniform. It shouldn't be depending on will I be able to get access to second hand one. I understand the need that some schools want to keep their crest, but there is nothing wrong, as you said, with ironing on or sewing on a crest, on a generic uniform. And it gives people options that they, as you said, they can pitched to their price level.
Somebody here says, I totally agree about the points with regard to crested uniforms. My son got detention one day because he wasn't wearing the crested polo shirt. The polo shirt was from Dunn's and the same colour. His crested one was in the wash. That's one person's experience. Paul says, what's the point of uniforms? My kid goes to an Educate Together, no uniform, and works perfectly well. Lisa, do you think we should just abolish them?
No, God, no. Could you imagine my laundry? No, I have no problem with the uniform. I do feel like they are very handy in the aspect of you getting up, you know exactly what they're putting on. But, you know, as texters have said, they're like, you know, what was the point of them? And they're getting in trouble. That I do have an issue for, you know, this constant like messages going out to make sure they have the proper uniform. That is so much pressure on like that. If they get dirty, I have four lads, hurling, football, soccer, they're skidding around the place. You know, it's very hard like to have them, you know, all the time, 5 days a week. But I do, as my ideal thing would be like our national school actually moved to a great a great system last year, just brought in the PE uniform. So at least they're comfortable. They don't have to, you know, wear the very strict, you know, the shirt and the tie thing. I don't know, that should have been gone years ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had actually Evandy Quillen, you know, formerly of RTE and now Fine Gael senator, on the show recently. And she was making that point. Now, this maybe not the experience in your house, you have four boys, but she says, listen, one of the issues with girls and the drop off is the uniform. Not the only issue, but she says, listen, it's one of them, and it's a barrier to movement and all of that, particularly when they get into secondary school and they maybe have these kind of long flowing pleated skirts on them. Yeah. And that there's a compromise that you don't necessarily scrap everything and just let people wear whatever they want, because as you said, mm-hmm. that's a nightmare every morning. But you say our uniform is a pair of dark tracksuit bottoms and a white shirt or white t-shirt or white jumper yeah. or blue jumper over a white polo shirt or white t-shirt. Buy it wherever you want, any version of the above. And it kind of means everybody, you know, broadly looks the same, but you're not dressing up your kids as little businessmen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the need for that in this day and age. I mean, it is archaic when I see some young girls going in there and they're falling over the length of their skirts. I don't get what that has to do anymore with education. And I do get the whole thing that, you know, there will be an argument that says, you know, we all need the same uniform because it stops, you know, like, you know, peer pressure from picking out certain items to wear. I get that side of it. But I mean, if we can still go down the route of, there is a school uniform, it's a generic kind of colour, a colourway, and that's what you're wearing. And, you know, cut down on all the whole thing. You still have the uniform. You still have the mammies. Thank God that, you know, we know what we're wearing in the morning. We're not running around looking for clothes. And you still have the kind of regimented kind of like that's their school
yeah.
without the unnecessary spenny stuff.
Yeah, I have to say, because I do like the idea of them all slightly looking the same, you know, and not that I want to kind of create this little kind of ant army, but I was at the school swimming gala this morning before coming into work, and you know, you could all see them in all their little groups with all of their school colours on. So, you know, it's nice to feel part of a tribe. That's part of what school is about, is kind of they create this little tribe for themselves outside of home for the first time. And I think maybe, you know, all generally dressing the same way helps that, or that they've got the same colours on. But again, the little businessman attire is a bit odd. I don't think if you were starting from scratch today, somebody would suggest it. But Louise, there's lots of people getting in touch. Like, my experience was that when Parents Association was asked, they wanted to keep the nice crested uniform. But this goes back to who gets involved in the Parents Association.
That's exactly the point I was going to say. You know, it's the parents who get involved in that are generally two-parent households who have the capacity to attend meetings in the evening. You're not going to get the struggling lone parent with children at home who can't get to that meeting. It's a different...
Yeah, I mentioned Evanny Quillen and the Fine Gael senator, because you brought up an important point right at the outset, Louise. We've had a Department of Education circular in 2017 that was, you know, broadly ignored. We've this recommendation now from the Consumer Watchdog, the CCPC. Does this need a senior politician to kind of go with it, to take the running?
Yeah, I think so. I think there also needs to be an incentive for schools to do it, because they've been asked voluntarily to do it and they haven't, despite a lot of parents raising this issue annually that they're struggling. And we can see it that they're struggling. So, yeah, I think rather than just even a senior politician, we need some action. So, as I said, incentivize schools. You know, they get a higher capitation grant, they get an award, something that would encourage them to adhere to the guidelines and the policy.
Louise Bayliss, who's the co-founder of Spark and head of social justice and policy at St Vincent de Paul, and Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, known as the Modern Irish Mum on Instagram. Thank you both very much.